I do so appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening, as it was said earlier, to be able to come and be with family, with church family, just to talk about the Lord, to worship the Lord, to sing about the Lord, and just to be together, to lift up His name. Thank you so much for that song. I'm thankful the Lord put that song on your heart to lead out. I feel like it ties in so much with the thought this evening. The songs that we sung in our song service, I feel like tie in so well. And I need your prayers. I feel a little emotional tonight. I have a burden on my heart, and we want everything we say to be from the Lord Himself and not our words, but just pray for us. I've written on the board, the shepherd's purpose. And not just any shepherd, not a shepherd's purpose, but the shepherd's purpose. I've had a burden as of late, and was just mentioned in the prayer. I've had a burden as of late of the troubled world that we live in. We feel like we mention it often, the things that go on in the world. And I think it goes with good reason that we mention those things. But how true it is that we live in a world with so much hurt, with so much hate, with such strong opinions. And with those opinions comes the mentality that I can voice my opinion no matter what. And then if someone disagrees with me, that I can take matters into my own hands. And then those things start to get really, really ugly. And the choices that people make and the consequences that stem from those choices. And then the innocent people that are affected by those choices and the hurt and the pain. And then the people that we interact with on day to day, and the more you get to know people, and you talk to people, and you hear their stories, and maybe it's a good friend, maybe it's a family member, and you hear the things in the life that, and some of the things in their life that they're going through, and the pain, and you just want to reach out, and you want to help, and it can all look very big, and it is very big, and I'm thinking of the trouble and the pain and the strife and the bickering and all those things. But I am so very thankful tonight that God knows about each and every one of those things. That He saw from the very beginning of time, from the very beginning of time after the fall of man, that something was needed, something was necessary to take care of these kind of things. And He had a solution. And not only did He have a solution, He had a plan, and that plan was fulfilled. Thank the Lord so much that that plan was fulfilled. Yes. And that plan included, was part of that, was a shepherd. And that He sent a shepherd here to take care of the sheep and to take care of the flock. I am so thankful that God sent Jesus. Amen. And that Jesus is our shepherd. I'd like to read a few verses in the 10th chapter of John. And we'll probably start at verse 1 and read down through about verse 10. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of this sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I thank the Lord so much for this passage of Scripture this evening. I'm so thankful that we have this recorded. I'm so thankful that we can read this parable and this story. And in its context here, it's so simple to understand. I'm so thankful tonight that we have the opportunity to know. That we have the opportunity to know the shepherd and what he can do for us. That sixth verse says, This parable spake Jesus to them, and they understood it not. And I have to wonder. I can see Peter right there maybe scratching his head saying, Lord, what are you talking about? I read this, and I see it in its simplicity. It's a parable. It's a story. And I have no doubt in my mind that one of the disciples, they were standing there, and I have no doubt in my mind that I'm sure they knew what a sheep was. I'm sure they knew what a shepherd was. I'm sure they knew what a fold was. But at this point, it's a parable. It's just a story. And I can see them standing there scratching their head. Lord, where are you going with this? What are you trying to say to us? It said they understood not. Jesus said in the very next verse, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of this sheep. And I think at that very moment, when Jesus said that, it went from a parable and it went from a story to something much more than a story and a parable. It became real life. It became something that they could relate to. It became something that this world needed. And it became something that this world needed to hear. The world needed that shepherd. The disciples needed to know what that meant. And it got passed down. And here we have it laid before us. And it is so easy to understand. And I thank the Lord that we have this. That we can read and we can know what this means. Yes. So talking about these few verses. Again, I'll repeat, I'm so thankful that the Lord looked down on the situation of this world and He saw the need. And though there were many who would come and try to do great things and great wonders, but God Himself sent just what was needed. He opened the door and sent just what was needed, and that was Jesus. The porter opened the door and sent Jesus, the shepherd, the door to the fold. You know, I remember as a little child looking at that one of the storybooks. And I know it's left up to the artist and the illustrator's imagination. But I remember seeing a picture of that fold. And something comes to my mind, maybe some type of cobblestone wall, a big square cobblestone wall, maybe so high, just tall enough where it was difficult for something to jump over. And in that picture, I remember seeing Jesus standing there in the doorway of that fold. Dear ones, I'm so thankful that we have a fold this evening that we can get inside of. That we have walls of protection around us if we choose to be inside those walls. And that I'm so thankful that we have Jesus the shepherd as the door to that fold. That we have somebody that we can get behind. That we can hide behind. That we can have bridging that gap and standing in front of us and being our shield. The times that when we are in this troubled world and we face all these things around us, that we have somewhere that we can run and we can find security in.
And that Jesus is the one there standing. And He's our protection. He's the one that we can get behind. He's the one that we can lean on. I am so thankful this evening for that fold. And that cobblestone wall, that whatever kind of wall it is, whatever the fold's made out of, whatever your walls are made out of, I am so thankful for that. Yes, there are things we have to do to make sure those walls stay intact. But when we have Jesus in that doorway, you know, there's many folds in this world. There's many doorways in this world. There's many places we can run and we can try to find security. And there's many places we can hide. There's many places and things that we can do. But if we will be in that fold, behind Jesus, behind the shepherd, He's serving His purpose. He's doing what He was sent here to do, to stand in that doorway. So thankful for that fold. That third verse says, "And the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name." How precious is it that Jesus calls us by name? What does it mean to know that the shepherd calls us by name? You know, if you're going to call someone by their name, you have to know someone. You have to know who they are. And how many times have we heard it over and over and over, how well He knows us and how much more He knows us than we know ourselves, and that He can look to the very depths of our heart and know just what we need. And He can look out and He can call us by name and call us into Himself. When He sees us in these places in the world, in these troubles, that He doesn't want us over there by ourselves and feeling sorry for ourselves and under all this load and this burden. And that He can look over and say, "Come here. Come here. Come to the shepherd. I have something for you. Come here, Chad. Come here, Brother Jared. Come here, Brother Colton." How precious is it that the Lord knows us? That no one in this world knows us. My wife don't know me as well as the Lord knows me. I don't know me as well as the Lord knows me. I don't know what I need. By the help of the Lord, I can find what I need. And I can discover what I need. But to have the Lord look at me, to have the Lord look at me, and to give me a personal invitation, and to say, "Come, child, come here, I have something for you." If only the people in this world could see and realize that there is somewhere that they could run to. Dear ones, we are so blessed, we are so fortunate to know this, to have this. He calls us. He knows us by our names. And He leads us out. "When He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them." You know, we talked about it this past Wednesday night. The tough places, the difficult places, the hurting places. And I think about all those places in life that, yes, even we as sheep, even we who love the Lord, that we're required to go through. But thinking, it says the shepherd will lead his sheep out. You know, when you lead by the front, you're beckoning someone to call. You don't lead from standing behind. And thinking the Lord is not going to require us to go through anything and feel anything and have to deal with anything that He hasn't already felt and that He hasn't already dealt with. And He's not going to require us to go through a place that He hasn't already been. Thank the Lord that He is willing to lead, that He is willing to show us where to go and what to do. Thank the Lord that He calls us by name and He is willing to take the time that is need to be taken for each and every one of us to get through these tough places in life, to get through these hurts.
And then he says, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. The Greek terminology for this shall be saved suggests some sort of a rescue, protection, healing. I thank the Lord that we have a choice. That we have a choice in this life of what door that we want to go through.
Yes.
Again, there are many, many doors. There are many options out there. There are many places we could go. But Jesus said, if you will choose me, if you will choose this door, if you enter in by my way and you do what I instruct and you follow my word, and you follow what I've laid out and given you instruction to do. It goes on to say that He giveth life.
Amen.
He came to rescue. He came to protect. And He came to heal. Also, remember in that picture, that cobblestone, that wall, and Jesus standing there. And I believe that picture was set at the foot of some mountains. And they have some dark shadows over on the side at the bottom of the mountains. And just barely in those dark shadows, if you looked real close, you could see the figure of some sort of animal, of prey. And you would assume it was in the shape of some sort of wolf or something. And that always stuck out in my mind. But it's even become a little bit more real to me. It just serves as a reminder that the thief cometh forth to steal and to kill and to destroy. He come to take away that protection. He come away to take away that healing. And all those things that we find in Jesus. But dear ones, because we have a shepherd that has a purpose, and that He fulfilled that purpose. In our lives, there doesn't have to be destruction. There doesn't have to be killing. We don't have to be slaves to the things of this world. We don't have to give in to the things of this world. Yes, He is lurking there, ready to pounce and ready to kill and ready to destroy. Peter Boynes, if we can keep at the forefront of our mind that we have something, we have someone that we can get behind, that the enemy cannot penetrate, that the walls the enemy cannot get through. Lord, help us to know what we have and what is available to us and what we have the opportunity to be a part of. If you enter through me, I am the door. If any man enter, he shall be saved. Through me, you can find pastures.
Yes.
You shall go in and out. The Lord's going to lead us in and out to pastures. What are the pastures? Places of nourishment. Places where we can be fed. Places we can go, that we can get those things that the soul needs. The things, the table that is laid before us. What does the psalmist say? He leads me in pastures.
Amen.
He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. The things he came to give life. And not only did He come to give life, He came to give the things to sustain life. He leads me in and out to the pastures, to the cool waters. to be able to get and to obtain just what I need. When I'm in those places of life, when I'm in those hard places of life, when I see a situation that looks hopeless, when I see a situation that hurts, when my head is just filled with noise, He can give something to make sense of it. He can give things to help me understand. He can give me the things to help me to know what to do. He can give me the words to say in my prayers. I want us to understand tonight that there is no situation, there is nothing too big, there's nothing that we can face that we will be overcome by if we have Jesus. If we will let Him be our shepherd, if we make the choice to go through Him, to go through that door, and to let Him be our shepherd. Jesus speaks of giving life. And yes, of course, we know what that means. We know that means a new life. A life after this physical life. An eternal life. You know, but in a manner of speaking, we, right now, we are all living life. We're all living a physical life. And I think about the choice. And the choice we have, and the choice that we can make to live a life, a personal choice that we can choose to go through Jesus. A life where I am so committed that I give everything to Him and then He gives me everything that I need. Again, a life where I can be sustained. A life where I can have my every need supplied. A life that no matter what I face, that I know that He's going to be right there with me. Or I can choose a life that offers false hope, false benefits, false securities. I can choose a life that offers temporary pleasures, that's disguised as beautiful and fun and free. I can choose a life that offers me the world, that offers me material things, that offers if I do this and that, that I can prosper with wealth and that I can be anything I want to be. But look at where that has gotten the world. Look what happens when we choose that kind of a life. Look what happens when we choose to take the wrong door, to hang out in the wrong sheepfold. But He says, I give life. And not only do I give life, I give it more abundantly. What does that mean? What does more abundantly mean? No, it doesn't mean that I'm going to live my life here with more wealth and more prosperity. It has not. That is so far from the truth, and that's what you will hear in some places in the world. But more abundantly means that through Jesus and through the work that He did in me, that I can gain. That I can gain some sort of a heavenly perspective, and that as I live this life here on earth, that I can learn to grow and to trust in God, in Jesus, and that I can learn to trust, and my mind can be set on heavenly things, and that my affections are set on heavenly things, and
not on things of this world, and that in my life that there has been a work that has taken place, and that my life begins to blossom with things of Jesus. It begins to blossom with the fruits of the Spirit and the things that He teaches me. Those things that I have no chance of discovering or learning on my own, but that everything about me is made up of what the shepherd has taken the time to sit down and teach and to lead and to direct me in the way that He would have me to go. That is life more abundantly. It's a new life, but it's a life in Christ. It's a life, and it's an eternal life. After this life here on earth, it's something to look forward to. It's something that we can keep at the forefront of our mind, because we know where the other choices and the other paths and the other doors and the other folds lead to. If we allow the enemy to come in and sink his teeth into parts of our lives and to steal those things away from us, it's not a pretty ending. But thank God for life. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that He is our shepherd. And that He gives life. And that He gives it more abundantly. A shepherd serves a purpose. And this shepherd, our shepherd Jesus, He served His purpose. And He is still serving His purpose.
Amen.
Sometimes it's easy to forget. We may mention this Wednesday night too. Look around, and it is so easy to become overwhelmed and discouraged. It's so easy to keep your head from spinning with everything going on in the world. Even in our circle, in the lives that we lead, in our homes and on our jobs, everything moves so fast, so many things happen. Children grow up. Children make decisions for themselves. People make decisions for themselves. And it's not always pleasant to have to deal with and to have to live through. But I just wanted to remind us tonight that through all of that, through all of the things that we face, that Jesus wants to be our shepherd.
Amen. Yes,
He wants to be our personal shepherd. He wants to call you by name. He wants to get to know you. It's about a relationship. It's about an interaction. It's about a conversation with one who cares so very deeply, more than words, more than there are words to describe it, more than we will ever understand. Jesus wants to lead. What does a shepherd do? Lead, guide, hold your hand, call your name, heal wounds, fix hurts, fix broken hearts.
The shepherd wants to pick us up and carry us, wrap his arms around you. He wants to be our everything.
Amen.
He wants to fill our every need.
Yes, he does.
He has a purpose. It is my burden this evening that with that purpose, that the Lord will help us as we go forward, that He will help us to allow the shepherd to fulfill His purpose in us. In this world, it's so easy to become self-dependent, self-reliant. It's easy to take on the mentality that I see a situation, that I can fix a situation. And then we can try to do that, and we try to do that. And then so much of the time it ends in disaster, and it ends in chaos, and then that's when things become big, and that's when things become overwhelming. Lord, help us to allow Jesus, to allow the shepherd to fulfill His purpose in us. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. He wants to lead. He wants to guide. He wants to show us the way. He wants to stand between us and the enemy, to be that barrier, to be our protection. Amen.